Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us. Lord, and what you do day by day. Lord, you never cease to work in our life, to guide us, to help us, to quicken, Lord, and to demonstrate the love that you have for us by allowing us to grow in you, to hear from you, and to have breakthroughs in all the different areas, Lord. You are for us, and you work in our life, Lord, in many different ways, that we may be able to hear it, understand it, connect with you, and see your hand at work, even today, just as you did in the Old Testament, and in the book of Acts, and all the other places, Lord, that are in the Bible, Lord. There is no difference, Lord, we know. You are always the same. And you are going to perform just as big things now as you did in the past. If we listen to you, if we receive from you direction, and we follow your direction, Lord, we see you working in our life and producing amazing results. We just praise you and thank you and appreciate, Lord, everything you do for us and give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, because, today is a better day. Today is when you work. Today it's the day of our salvation. Today, we can receive from you because you are always working today. And we praise and thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do even today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. So we continue on how God communicates, how God speaks to us. Okay. He does it in many different ways. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we read all these big things that happen in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. And we wonder, you know, is it still happening today? And the answer is yes. It's just that it's not written in the book. But God is the same. That's what the Bible says. That's what anybody that knows him knows. God is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's going to work just as supernaturally today as he did in the past. Sometimes we don't see it because our eyes are too caught up into the physical things and we don't have the commentary in the Bible that about the different events. But there are just as big things happening today that happened in the past. Amen. We have to just be able to see them. Okay. Praise the Lord. You know, today it's so easy to see the problems. Okay. Why? Because that's the thing that we are attracted, that's the thing that catches your eyes, that's the thing that bothers us more. So, you know, those are the things that are reported in the news. If you listen to the news, what do you hear? Good stuff? They feed on all the problems that are around and all the difficulties and all the evil things. But they're not the only things. You know, it was the same in the Old Testament or in the New Testament later on. You know, more than 2 million people leaving Egypt under the anointing of God with the cloud by day to protect them from the sun, and if you know, pillar of fire at night to direct them, only a handful reached to the promised land. I mean, don't you call that just as bad as today? Just a handful are the ones that are really listening And it shouldn't be surprising. Actually, we should be better off than them because we have much more information, we have much more understanding, and we should know more. Because Jesus came and he did something for us so that we can be able to hear better, so that we can connect with the truth. He didn't just teach us and was just our example, but also provided to pay for our mistakes and our sins. And that was not as clear and not as good in the Old Testament. Hello? Amen? So we are in a good position, okay? But it's not easy to follow God. And because of that, you see, why it's not easy? Because it doesn't go according to the way we naturally operate. See, often people think, you know, it feels good as to be God. No way. Lots of things feel good and they're not good. Okay, we have to understand that. And Jesus himself repeated and explained that very clearly. You know, in Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it, okay? Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. I mean, they should be able to really show really what happened in the world and be able to understand and, you know, relate in the way God sees things. I mean, Jesus was speaking. He wasn't negative. He was dealing with that, was telling us the truth. You know, but sometimes the truth is something we don't want to listen to, and we then the problem because we are, you know, why we are not getting anywhere. That's the thing. We have to understand, okay? This is apply, what he said there applies to the Old Testament and the New Testament applies in the future. Okay? So that's really the truth, okay? And this is what he said at the end of his ministry, too, that is very important to remember. Okay, in John 16:7 said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. When he said that, that means, you know, I really mean business. This is, better listen to that. He said, it's to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And the word there, helper, is translated in many different ways. But really, it means somebody that is next to you, try to help you, try to, is your advocate, is your comforter, is the empower, the one that is going to empower you, is the one that is to guide you, is your teacher. I mean, praise the Lord. I mean, said it is better, you know, everybody said, oh, it would be nice to have Jesus around here. Jesus said, it's better than I go that because I send you something that is going to, another one that is going to do even a better job because he's going to be around for everybody all the time. Jesus was in a place at a certain time and was not anywhere else. And he could deal only with that many people. You know, the Holy Spirit can deal with how many billions of people are in the world. Doesn't make any difference. He's everywhere and he can deal with each of them. Anyway, praise the Lord. I mean, we should appreciate the way God designed things and the way God, instead of coming out with our own idea, oh, it'll be nice to have, you know, Jesus around. You got the Holy Spirit, and if you're born again, it's just inside you. I mean, that should give you the goosebumps. I mean, God inside you. Okay? I mean, if you just realize the implications of that and appreciate the meaning and the impact that that's going to have, but it requires more than just appreciation. It requires a full understanding on the way he works, full understanding the way he operates. It doesn't go according to what many people think. You see, is not a fleshy way. We naturally are impacted by things that touch our flesh. And we know things because our flesh responds to things. So we think that when there is a response that gets us excited is the Holy Spirit. No. That is completely a lie that the devil has spread around Christianity and keep people in bondage. Often God speaks with the whisper. And that's the time when he possibly says the most important thing. Praise the Lord. You know, so he will send him to us. And he's here today because on the day of Pentecost, the whole roof came off and he came down. And he manifested himself in an evident way so that we may not forget. But you know, he didn't do all the work he wanted to do that day. He just brought 3,000 people to the Lord. That's good. But that's nothing compared to what is needed. You know, maybe we need 3 billion people to the Lord. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, but Jesus was, you know, was good at what he did. He taught us. He was our example. Okay? And he explained some things that before were not understood. So as he did these things, we should benefit from the fact that he came because we have it written in the Word. And it's explained there. And always going to be there. We can always go and look at it. You know, the disciple just saw it when it was happening. But after, if there's somebody writing it down, they probably would have forgotten it. Okay, so that's good. We have a Bible. Actually, today, my goodness, you know, who doesn't have a Bible that wants one? That wants one. One has to put that as a condition because, you know, not everybody has a Bible. Okay, but the idea is that, you know, it's available to everybody. It's much more available now than it has ever been in history. Before, to buy a book, you know, cost you a fortune. Now you can get it with a few dollars. And there is no excuse that you don't have many different ones. So that you can get all the different slant interpretations, praise the Lord. Anyway, so, and this is why Jesus said in John 16:12, I still have many things to say to you. He said, you know, I'm not finished. He just began there. And this job is going to be continued and finished by who? By the Holy Spirit that he gave us. So he gave us the source to get the information we need. Okay? And says there, you know, the fact is, he's around, he speaks to us, he deals with us, but, you know, it's not necessary you're going to hear him. Many don't. Okay, they had to learn two things. Okay, and you know, the idea lots of people say, well, the Holy Spirit only says things that are, you know, getting you excited. Well, that's not my Bible, what it says. My Bible says, John 16:8 says, and when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You know, the word convict, people transform the things and try to make it sound better. But this is really, you know, means that admonish, rebuke. That's what the word means. And doesn't make you feel good if somebody admonishes when you rebuke you. You want to see a scripture that possibly is important for you to hear? Is any scripture that when you read it, you don't feel too good? because it's trying to get to you to something that it doesn't rub out in your flesh very well. Are you listening to me? That is the truth. If you ignore it, if you push it away like most people do those things, what's going to happen? That you lost the opportunity to hear what the Lord wanted to tell you personally. Because your feelings are a reflection of what's happening inside you. So the Holy Spirit was really helping you, if you are listening, to connect with an area that the Word speaks about and you didn't like to hear. Are you following? You feel convicted. You feel, this is putting me down. Well, maybe this, if you listen, it maybe put you up. See, because the Word says, you know, if you humble yourself, if you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, He will lift you up. So that's the way up, not the way down. If you listen, but if you say, I don't want to hear that, I don't feel comfortable about it, what happens? That you're going to miss exactly what you need. I didn't say that. This is scriptures. See, we had to take the scripture. You know, you cannot remove part of the Bible because you're not comfortable with it. You cannot take the scripture that make you feel good and ignore the one that make you feel bad. Because the problem is not with God. The problem is with you, that you don't like to hear certain things. Because He said those things, that you know, the things that you like and the things that you don't like. I mean, the things that you like, that means possibly that you are aligned with them. So, you know, nothing new. Okay, that's good. That makes me, you know, I'm doing all right. But then He says something else that you don't do, that you actually do the opposite. And that doesn't feel good at all. And so what you do? Turn off. Just block the Holy Spirit to just talk to you. Plug your ears, I don't want to hear. Are you hearing me? Okay. That's the way to break through. That's the way to progress. That's the way to have victory. Praise the Lord. So He said, you know, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. You see, the Holy Spirit talks to you only, you know, when you can bear it. That means, you know, when you can manage it, when you can receive it, when you can endure it, when you can take it. Okay, and He's going to be there. And He said, doesn't say just a few things, many things. Okay, that should, that's what the Word says. Okay, He knows, the Holy Spirit knows every detail of you because He's God. And He knows what you can handle, He cannot handle. You know what you need, when you don't need. You know what you believe, what you don't believe. You know what you do, what you think. The way you know, He knows everything because He's God. Praise the Lord. And what He wants to do is do exactly what God wants Him to do, which is Himself. Okay, He wants to make you more closer to God. Closer to God. Give you understanding. Praise the Lord. So that's what He does. That's His job. John 16:13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. You see, that's the objective. It's called Spirit of truth. Okay? Not the Spirit of Big Show. Like some people think, and you see, if there is not a Big Show, it's not the Holy Spirit. If somebody doesn't scream and yell, it's not the Holy Spirit. If it's not theatrical, that's not God. It's nonsense. See, what is born of the flesh is very clear. Jesus said it to a leader of the synagogue, of the Sanhedrin. What is born of the spirit is spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. And so that's what is important. And so if the spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. Okay, now he has to tell you what to do. He has to direct you there. He has to, you know. And he will not speak on his own authority, or he will not speak on his own ideas. He will only take the scripture to minister to you. Okay? That's what he's going to use, the scripture to guide you. And that's what's going to bring to your memory. That's what's going to remind you of. That's what he's talking to you about. And you know, and whatever he hears, he will speak and will tell you things to come. It does not mean, you know, he's just to prophesy. Everything is going to go fine next week. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, you know, what did I read before? You know, he will convict the world of sin, you know, righteousness, you know, judgment. So that's the thing that he's going to do. You see, when we have disagreement, then we are going to be convicted about the things that are coming up to us, okay? It's the spirit of truth. His focus is not in manifestations. This focus is on truth, okay? And they are going to be that it never changes. It's always the same. Okay. Praise the Lord. The flesh can produce manifestation and get people confused, like was, for example, in the Church of Corinth, which they had all the gifts in operation. That was the worst church around. Why? Because, not because the gifts are bad, it's because they used them wrongly, because they were misused. Praise the Lord. And that is easy to do. Because the only thing has to happen that you are proud in yourself and you want to show off. And then that's going to happen because you're going to make it up. You are not going to make it up if you manifest the fruit of the Spirit. If you don't speak out the truth. Praise the Lord. Okay. So that are the things to come. The things we have to understand. The things that are going to make us grow more like Jesus. Holy, separated unto God. Hallelujah. Okay. This is why, you know, what he's going to do is to bring you in alignment with him, trying to, you know, emphasize himself. He was to emphasize Jesus' character, personality, and nature in you. Praise the Lord. So, God communicates in many ways to us. So there is not just one way. Okay? And we learn to recognize him. We learn to recognize when he is him, when he's God, when he's Holy Spirit moving, and when he's something else. In one way. It's the only way. It's the way we learn everything. How do we learn to drive the bicycle? You had to drive the bicycle. How do you learn to play an instrument? You had to be there spending time playing the instrument. How do you learn to listen to God? You better spend time listening to God. And sometimes you are going to get the notes right, and some other time the notes are off. So you are going to be wrong. How are you going to recognize the difference? Well, if you are honest with yourself, you see that one worked, the other one didn't. But you have to be honest with yourself, because otherwise you make it up. Because you are the interpreter, you are the one that evaluates things. The problem is, how are we going to learn by experience? By recognizing our mistakes. And by recognizing and just don't follow them, do something else. Not the same thing. That doesn't work once, is not going to work the next time too. It's not doing more, more with more intensity, with more keen about it. You're going to is God is not impressed by your noise. God is not impressed by how emotional you are. Emotions are of the flesh. Praise the Lord. So the thing is, the word is there, is available to everybody, and we are completely blessed today because it's all over the place. I mean, we have books, there are Bibles, there is computer, you can get it, your computer with programs that you can access and search the word better than it was able to do in just a few years ago. You know, when I came to the Lord, I just hardly could do that. Now, you know, you have programs that can speed up any study, any work that you do on the word a million times compared to before. Okay. So, you know, available in even not just computer, your phone now can carry with you in your pocket. So, I mean, we are blessed from that point of view. Maybe, you know, that may change in the future. Not necessarily in the positive way, because in some places they are trying to pass legislation against the Bible already. Last being, you know, an AIDS message. How can be crazy more than that? It's the love of God manifested. Okay, the thing is, they can see that, and that's it. So, you know, the point is, you know, we have that. The Holy Spirit is going to use the Word, is going to use the Bible, is going to use the Word of God, okay, in many different ways as you read it. It suddenly can quicken it to you, some scripture, you know, to minister to you because, you know, you can see that there can be applied. Or you know, in other places, you know, that you say, oh, this can be used in my situation. Or in some other places, oh, ouch, I don't like to hear that. That's another good one. Okay? But those are all the ways in which we experience the word through the intercession or to the participation of the Holy Spirit. Okay, working in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He quickens his word to us as we need it by revealing sometime understanding that we didn't have before. I mean, I read the Bible many times and some scripture I read millions of times and I read it on another time today. And say, oh, but look at that. Very interesting. I never thought about it before. Guess where it's coming from? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes just not even any book or anything or any scriptures come to your mind, minister to you, direct you, convict you, can do whatever they want to do because he knows what to do. Praise the Lord. Okay. Other way, you know, even in the Old Testament, New Testament, God uses visions, dreams, recurring thoughts, inner feelings, working in you. You know, very often I had things, a decision to make, and maybe making a decision, and you feel inside, yeah, this is, feels funny. You know, it's like walking through mud. And sometimes it doesn't make any sense because from a logical point of view, it's the right thing to do. I mean, I experienced that so many times and he was always right. You know, he was directing me, get out of there, don't go there. Sometimes were just things that look like pretty religious stuff, very good stuff, very, you know, but he had another intention. He knew more. He knew the detail of what was going to happen tomorrow, the month after, 10 years later. You know, I could tell you a story, you know, when I was looking to get ordained, you know, and, you know, found it difficult to find exactly where to go. Finally, applied to a place, they accepted me, they wanted to, and I just, they had to do some study, some stuff. I couldn't read. I could not get myself. I am somebody that reads all the time. Studying I'm study alive. I always study. For me, I've done that all my life, and I'm going to do that until I live. But I couldn't read the book. So I decided, well, this is not what God, you know, there was nothing wrong with that. But I said, okay, evidently something is wrong. You don't want me to do that. Take this route. God, Lord, direct me. Waited for some time, and one day, out of the blue, I get a brochure of a minister that I didn't even know. But, you know, I was associated with another minister that I work with. And he was doing a seminar or a seminar on Romans 18. Romans 8, I can't remember when. Anyway, and that was exactly what I was teaching at that time with the people I was working with. I said, well, maybe the Lord wants me there. Got a bunch of guys with me. We went to Toronto. That's where God wanted me to be. The guy, I got inside, we got there late in the day because, you know, going by 401 in Toronto, you don't get there in time. So the meeting started, he was on the stage speaking, and then we got in, four or five guys there from Ottawa. And he looked at me, looked at us, said, oh, guys, come in. Where are you from? So I spoke up. He called me on the stage. We became friends. And that's what was associated for until now. I went through all the material that they wanted me to prepare. And, you know, studying for me was nothing. I just went through, organized, and they ordained me. You know, at the ordination ceremony, the board there was lots of ministers from the Toronto area, some big churches. And one of them was the biggest church in Toronto. And they were there and interview you, went to find. We had the ordination. I got home, and I got the letter from the guy at the biggest church there, offered me a job. And I answered the question. They answered them, no, sorry, thank you. I already have a place here in Ottawa. I just turned them down because God didn't want me there to work for him. He wanted me to do what I started already in Ottawa. Okay. Praise the Lord. But I'm taking a ride here around and not going to the place, and already I have too much material to finish in the time. It's allotted to me, but that's okay. I may take two times instead of one. Now, what I'm saying is God, if we learn to listen, is going to be very clear to us. But we have to pay attention. See, I could ignore the feeling I had about, and I could have been, and now I would be part of a denomination. Instead, I'm part of this association of ministers that the Lord wanted me to go in, because very soon after I became part of the board. And the Lord trained me to actually minister to ministers. And after not long, I was the president of the organization. Until 2018, when I felt I had to quit because the Lord wanted me here. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You know, he personally directs us in specific things. And when he does it, recently, he was, a few nights ago, I was sleeping, trying to sleep. But when the Lord wants to talk to you, you can't sleep. I didn't sleep 1 minute throughout the whole night. And he went through my life in ministry and showed me how he intervened in all the different things. And now, actually, I was smart enough not to go my own way. He was confirming all the things I wanted you there. And that's what makes a difference. You see, it's not, he doesn't look at things like the world. He looks at what he wants, looks at your heart, and makes sure that, you know, that's the thing we had to learn to do, is to let him guide our heart. Because that's what counts. It's not the physical. God is a spirit. And those who worship him, worship or connect with him, you know, connecting or worshiping, you know, connecting with God is worshiping you. It's nothing else. You see, that is our relationship with him. It's our love for him that has to be manifested in the relationship. We are nothing compared to him. But, you know, he is there to connect with us and to help us in the specific things that we need in our life, to guide us according to his way, and so that we get the result that he wants, not necessarily that our flesh wants. He couldn't care less at the things of the flesh. What he cares is that your heart is in the right place. That you love him more than the honor, than the glory, than the money, than the big name, than all the other things that people care about, because that is flesh. And we had to start to recognize that and start to deal with our flesh so that we are not sucked in by these things. Praise the Lord. It's going to take much longer than I planned, but that's okay. Okay, so, but whenever we get something, okay, other times, you know, dream, vision, recurring thought, whatever, okay, the point is, these physical things, these feelings, these things are not necessarily always reliable because other factors come in, other of our own flesh. So we have to be careful, okay? They had to make sure that it's from God, not from the enemy, not because we are meditating on stuff that we want, not because we are, you know, wanting something badly that we need in our life, and so we just try to get God to do it. You can tell God to do anything because he knows exactly what he wants to do. And he's going to do exactly what he wills. You have to read the word to see that that's the case. We have no authority to go around and telling God what to do. And we have no idea many times what he wants because his way of thinking goes far beyond our ability to grasp it. Praise the Lord. No matter what anybody says, they should read the Bible. So now, other thing is physical situations sometimes, okay? You cannot go opposition, difficulty, sickness, or other stuff. You cannot go on the physical things thinking that you know exactly, you need direction, you need confirmation, you need, you know, understanding. See, the Old Testament people could do, you know, fleeces, to find out, you know, if this happened, then, you know, God is for it. If it doesn't happen, you want to get in trouble, do something as stupid as that. Now, young baby in the Lord sometimes do that, and even he's compassionate and generous and merciful, even not to get them in trouble. But that's not the way that God wants us to do. He has given us the Holy Spirit, not fleeces. I mean, the fleeces are not the one that preach you. You know, the fleeces, you know, pieces of Old Testament story, if you know, putting a piece of, cloth or something under, wool or something like that, under a cup, and see if it's wet, that means yes. If it's not wet, or vice versa, it means no. You know, we got the Holy Spirit. We are not playing, with the cup, the teacup, to find out the truth. Hello? Are you following me? Praise the Lord. I mean, we have God inside us. Okay? That we have to listen to him. Praise the Lord. So how do you get the confirmation? Anything you get, you go back to the scriptures. And you make sure that it's in agreement with the scripture. And there is not one scripture that's again what you believe, because otherwise you can junk your idea. Because God doesn't change his mind. He's come up with an idea, and that's the way it is. See, he is sovereign. Doesn't matter what anybody says. That's what the word is all over the Bible. His kingdom is over all. Not just some. Psalm 103. In verse 17. Okay. So that's what we should understand. That's what we should connect. A God that knows everything. Is omniscient. Hallelujah. Can do anything. Omnipotent. And don't tell him what to do, because you don't know anything. You can't do anything without his help. Okay, that's what makes the difference. That's what gives us the victory. Anyway, so five minutes. Now is the time that I was going to start talking about the way the Holy Spirit starts working in us in different ways. Okay, how really, when we are born again, at that very time, we become children of God. He is our Father. As our Father, he cares about everything about us. First of all, he knows everything about everybody, but we are special. We are special because we are connected with him, and so he can start directing us, helping us. Now with the Holy Spirit, that's exactly the way it does. So he enrolls us right away in the school of the Holy Spirit. Okay, he's there and is going to be on our case, trying to not push us around, but to guide us into all truth, what I read before. See, that is what his will is, because as we get in the truth, what happens, and we get freer and freer. But to be able to be guided into the truth, we have to be listening. Okay? 17 times Jesus repeated, who has ear to hear, let him hear. I mean, he just repeated himself 17 times. That's a lot of time, wouldn't you say? That means that he wanted just to get it. That he wanted to make sure that we got it. That we had to learn to listen. Okay? So, now the Holy Spirit is with us, guiding us into this training. I call it, if you want, instead of calling it the Holy Spirit, once I was calling the school of the Holy Spirit, now I really call it really more the training of the Holy Spirit. Because it's much more than a school. Okay, involves everything in your life. He uses every element in your life to guide you into the truth. Not just scriptures, the scriptures are going to be used all the time, everything has to be aligned with that, but he is going to use anything that he can to give you specific instruction on how to grow and break through and have victory and manifest his promises in your life. That is his desire. But the fact that, it's his desire doesn't mean it's going to happen just that easily, because there are lots of opposing forces. The major one that is there is right inside you, your flesh. Okay? I mean, you can't do anything until you are in this life, you are going to have flesh inside you. Okay? And it's going to, and that's okay, but you have to learn to recognize it, and you have to understand how to make choices. Okay? That's what his job is actually to do, to make you grow in a way of you thinking, of your things, or decision you make, okay? So that you grow more and more the way he wants you to be. See, children have a life of their own, but they need to grow. From babies, they become teenagers, then they know everything. Then they grow a bit older and they start realizing that they really don't. Okay, when they start to realize that, they maybe start to learn something. Before, it just was passing over their head. Some people never grow from the stage and they are whole teenagers. Okay? And that is not very helpful, okay? Because they cannot grow up. See, sometimes he's old and he's making all the stupid mistakes. He's like, grow up, learn to do the right thing. Have some wisdom. See, that's what God wants to give us, wisdom. Because he is wisdom personified. He is the only wisdom that is around. All the other wisdom is not good. Okay? So we have to understand that. Okay? The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. But sometimes we get stuck. Looks like we never progress. Maybe one of the things that happened to us is when we are stuck, we start being frustrated. Okay? Well, when we are frustrated, there is a reason. We are made in such a way that when things don't go the right way, we should be frustrated. Sometimes we are frustrated for the wrong thing, but sometimes we are frustrated, it's right when we are frustrated, we have to do something. Okay. Well, what is the problem then? God doesn't want us to be frustrated. God wants us to be happy and successful. But that's not automatic. We have to be listening to him to be able to have those things, okay? And so if we get frustrated and we are believers and we are in the school of the Holy Spirit, it means that, we have progressed to a point in our growth and got stuck there. And we start feeling uncomfortable. And what's going to happen then? Well, why is that? Well, because we have problem hearing. We have problem listening. If you have problem listening, okay, come the time when we are going to be completely frustrated because things don't happen the way they should happen and with things that we expect that don't come to pass. Now that may not be in all the areas, but in some areas that's going to happen. So, and Jesus explained very well that, Matthew 13, our ears are grown dull. They're going to not able to hear very well. Okay? The problem, what is the problem there? Is God make us ear dull? No. Problem is with us. We have an idol. That means we have something that we don't want to give up that blocks us from listening to the Holy Spirit about the things that we should do. And that's not a good place to be, because God is not stubborn. He's persistent. He doesn't change. If he wants you to do something, he's going to stay there for eternity, waiting you to do something. You cannot wait eternity to get there. It's not convenient. It's not working. You know, it doesn't get you anywhere. Okay? But that's what you're going to, you know, as you start to listen, okay, then you're going to be able to break through, to be able to progress, to be able, you know, not necessarily to get everything the way you want it, but you're going to work toward what you want, to the things that, you know that you should, that God promises to you. Okay? The promises of God, they're not automatic. All God's promises are conditional. All of them. And sometimes you know the conditions, some other time you don't know the conditions. Examples, very simple. You know, there are other rules that have to be together with the promises. So, you know, one of the things that Jesus said, you know, if you have not forgiven to somebody, you know, God is not going to forgive you. So the implication there, you know, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you're going to be stuck, even if for other things that you want. Because God is not going to listen. Even if, you know, what you want is completely kosher, is completely right, and God wants it for you. But he has different priorities than you have. And you have to deal with that if you like it or not, because God doesn't change. Praise the Lord. Well, unfortunately, we ran out of time. So we are going to go on this part next week. We are going to see how, you see, the thing is, what happens is God loves us. He wants to help us. And he's going to try to motivate us to take the steps to get him to you. So, you know, how are you going to do? Well, I'm going to leave that for next week. See, everything is in the Bible. It's not that we are going to create new doctrines. It's not that we are going to have new ways. Okay? People that create new ways actually run into a curse. That's what the Bible says. See, you cannot add or subtract anything from the word, because that produces problems. God is not going to support you. God is going to be against you, not for you. Against you doing that, but for you doing, making the right decisions. Okay, so he's going to intervene naturally or supernaturally to convince you to listen. I'm going to share just a little thing here, in my own experience. See, the way he's going to respond to you depends on where you are. Okay? I remember I was just saved. I just met the Lord. And he started to work in me. And started to, you know, I didn't know the Bible. The only way he could talk to me was actually giving me dreams. And he sure did that. I mean, I remember he made a mistake. I got connected with some group that he didn't like. I went to sleep just after doing that. He went to sleep at night, and I just dreamed of a lion roaring. And a big voice came behind it, Antichrist. I woke up scared stiff. But you make sure I didn't go close to that stuff anymore in my life. Are you listening to me? You know, why did he do that? Well, he couldn't use scripture to convince me. I was too ignorant. So he adjusted himself the way he deals with us This is an important concept. I leave you with you for this week to think about. Okay? He adjusts the way it is with us according to where we are. He couldn't talk to me about scripture, so he made sure that I got scared stiff so that I would stop moving in that direction. Because I had asked somebody that should have been able to help me, somebody in the ministry, and they didn't know anything. But he made sure. Now, you know, with time passed, I know what was the problem. But the point is, at that time, I didn't. And he made sure, because he loved me so much, because he wasn't making a mistake because I wanted to, is because there were some needs in my life that those only I thought would satisfy them. And I was wrong. But he was right. See, he loves us as his children. And we are going to see scripture next week to show how this love is manifested. Praise the Lord. You get anything this week? Okay. See, all has to be based on the Word. We shouldn't come out with new ideas, new theories, new doctrines, stuff. You know, no. It's all put there for everybody to have. And we can go and learn, study it, assimilate it, understand it, and put it to work in our life. Let's pray together. Praise you, Lord. Father, thank you for your love that you have toward us, guiding us, being patient with us, helping us to overcome our limitation, our ignorance, our lack of understanding and wisdom. Thank you that you are all powerful, capable, directing us, helping us, guiding us into all truth, so that we may be set free. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.